Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us again on the front lines with Kristy Hutcherson. I'm so excited today. I have an incredible guest, Clay Clark. Yes, Clay Clark, the brainchild behind the Reawaken America Tour, along with General Michael Flynn. We're going to talk World Economic Forum. We're going to talk how the World Economic Forum and everything that you're seeing right now being played out is actually biblical. And we're gonna kind of connect the dots there for the next 30 minutes with Clay. And first, I want to thank so much for Bridie on TV. They are the fastest growing conservative true voice in this movement. If you want truth, look no further than Bridie on TV. Without further ado, I'm gonna bring on none other than Clay Clark.
Hey, hey thank Clay. You for allowing me to be here with you. Thank you so much.
I am so glad to have you on. You know, Clay, let's just get into this. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about from a biblical perspective on a worldwide stage, because I think America really does need to have this mind shift. They need to understand that what's happening in America is not unique to America. It's happening in the free Western world, and there is a purpose for this, and there is a plan, and it's more on a global scale, and it's a biblical scale.
Well, I'm going to do this. I have a lot of facts that I'm going to be citing. And anybody, if you want to go later to follow along, I create a button at timetofreeamerica.com. So I'm going to pull it up there. It's timetofreeamerica.com. And every day as I'm doing my research, I talk to wonderful people like you or Ann Vanderstill or the late, great Dr. Zelenko or Mike Adams or whoever these people are. When I talk to them, I try to listen and learn and document what I'm learning. And so if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, I made a button called 77 Signs of the Times. And I just want to give you some examples. So this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, he showed up. I wasn't looking for him, but Barack Obama introduced him to the world. And he said, this guy, Barack Obama said, this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, should be a respected author. We should all listen to this guy. He's the author of the book called Sapiens. And since Barack Obama introduced Yuval Noah Harari, again, Yuval Noah Harari was working on a project called the Gilgamesh Project, which was a project to merge humans and animals. It's wild. That's what Yuval Noah Harari was working on. And Barack Obama praised this guy. Now this guy is praised by this guy, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, he's called the prophet, okay? So Yuval Noah Harari is praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. He's called the prophet. Well, if you open your Bible to Revelation, it's at the end of the Bible, Revelation chapter 16, verses 12 through 16, it reads, "And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. And the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth into the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty." Well, the Euphrates River is drying up. And now on the center stage for the whole world to see, guess who showed up? Yuval Noah Harari. They call him the false prophet. And guess what happened? The kings of the East have now teamed up officially, as you've covered on your show countless times. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They're all teaming up together, with China and Russia being the primary leaders of that. They're teaming up militarily. That's the kings of the East. So the Bible, you know, 27% of the Bible is prophetic, 73% of the Bible is historical. And these prophetic aspects of the Bible are coming to pass. And if you read the Bible, folks, it's going to be very clear that we're living through the fulfillment of the prophetic aspects of the Bible.
You know, Clay, you're 100% right. And, you know, I was reading Revelations a couple days ago. I was really delving into where the fallen angel, right? And the fallen angel is one of the demonic spirits. That he's very powerful, comes down to the earth, and then they're the blowing of the trumpets, so to speak. And I really believe that we are going to see in the next 6 months a huge manifestation of a spiritual war turning into a spiritually kinetic war. And there's going to be a lot of shifting going on. I'm looking right now in New York City next week. The elites are gathering once again at the SDG Action Summit, which is basically at the United Nations. And they're going to be talking about, and one of the new key buzzwords, Clay, is turbocharging. That's our internal memo, by the way, turbocharging. They're going to turbocharge their 2030 agenda to 2025. That is the goal. That is very close. We are literally going to be seeing this play out. So let's talk a little bit about why America should really care about what the 2025 new agenda is going to be.
Well, King Charles, he announced a countdown clock, a 7-year countdown clock, which, by the way, the Book of Daniel talks about this. So that he announced a 7-year clock down to Agenda 2030. And Agenda 2030, when we get to the end of Agenda 2030, we'll have basically, you know, less than 6 articles of clothing per year we can have. We'll have rationed meat. We're going to be living in smart cities where we can't go out. You can't say hello to your kids. You can't go to the store. You can't travel freely. You can't eat freely. You can't speak freely. Yuval Noah Harari wants to put surveillance under the skin. Well, what's happening is there's a remnant of people, your listeners are a big part of that, who will not accept a satanic Luciferian agenda. So Yuval Noah Harari says out loud, he says during a New York Times interview, COVID was all about putting surveillance under the skin. And I'm not going to give people BS statistics that I'm making off the top of my head, because we all know that 9 out of 10 statistics are made up on the spot, right? So this is what happened. I'm just saying is that I have a lot of doctors I work with, and you know them too, and they're telling me that most people that are coming into their practice did receive the shots. So most of the doctors that I work with are saying the majority of Americans have taken the shots. That's what I keep hearing. I don't have hard statistics for you. Someone out there might disagree. And Yuval Noah Harari says that this technology is surveillance under the skin. Now, the problem is for people like you and me and Mike Adams and General Flynn and Eric Trump and so many wonderful speakers that are on the Reawaken tour and other events, we will not comply. Even President Trump is now truthing out. We will not comply. President Trump is encouraging people to not comply, which is a good thing. It's a great thing to see him say those bold words. And so a lot of people get excited about the President Trump prophecies that says Trump will become a trumpet. A lot of people get excited about that. They go, yes, that's what I'm talking about. And so I would say, well, what does the Bible have to say about this? So if we go to 1 Thessalonians 4:17, this is in the Bible, and it says here, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. Let me repeat it again. It says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, then which we are alive and shall remain, that'd be us, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so shall ever we be with the Lord. So what's happening right now is those Luciferians, the globalists, whatever you want to call them, Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab, who want to put surveillance under the skin. And by the way, Elon Musk, Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab, and Xi Jinping, they all agree that we should put surveillance under the skin. What? Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab, Elon Musk, Xi Jinping, they all want to put technology under our skin, all of them. They're all in favor of putting mRNA technology in our bodies. Mm-hmm. Now, World Economic Forum, they call this the Anthropocene. Anthropocene, that's the language. Anthropocene, that means human-controlled gene. So because you and I and your listeners will not comply, we do not want to put mRNA-modifying nanotechnology under our skin. We do not want to put this technology in our skin. We don't want to have self-driving cars that can be turned on or off. We don't want to roll out programmable central bank digital currencies that can be turned on or off. And we don't want to be told we can't speak up for our faith. They have to accelerate their agenda to make this what you would call a persecution or this tribulation of the Christians more severe, so that we will want to comply rather than to die. But the Bible instructs us that he who loves his life surely will lose it. And this is a big idea here is, you know, we're getting to a place where it's, you know, are you willing to die for your faith? Are you willing to face persecution for your faith? Much like your son has faced countless persecution for his faith because he will not comply with mandates. And your son has been a good example of how to speak out. So they're going to rush this ahead. And I'm not prophetic, but I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to see Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa formalize the invitation of other countries, specifically Saudi Arabia, specifically United Arab Emirates, Iran. And now we're going to get to a place where the vast majority of the Earth's population and the vast majority of the Earth's resources are going to be controlled by totalitarian dictator states that don't like America and they don't like Christians. That's right. And you're going to see the rolling out of a gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency, and you're going to see the refusal of these countries to recognize the U.S. dollar as a valid source of payment, which is a problem because we import everything and we export only the fake dollars by and large. So we import our clothes, our food, everything, and we only exchange that for fake dollars called fiat currency, which has been around since 1971. And just so you can see the tie-in, in 1971, Klaus Schwab started the World Economic Forum per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger. And in 1971, America got off the gold standard, also per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger in 1971. Yeah. And in 1971, the Pope built an audience hall in the shape of a snake head to demonstrate his loyalty. This is a real thing. In 1971, John Lennon wrote a song called Imagine, prophesying COVID-19. So that way we would know the music industry was controlled by that. The church was controlled by that. And we began to see all these things come together. And now here we are. We're living through the Great Reset. And by and large, because you, your listeners, people on the Reawaken Tour, great patriots, they're not willing to comply. They're accelerating this agenda, this sprint to 2030. And I personally believe that we're living through Mark chapter 13, Luke chapter 21, Matthew chapter 24, Revelation chapter 6. You might want to play that back twice, folks. But Revelation chapter 6, Matthew chapter 24, Mark chapter 13, Luke chapter 21. I believe we're living through that. And the book of Daniel prophesied there would be this fourth kingdom where they would try to mix the miry clay with the iron. Well, Klaus Schwab has this thing called the fourth industrial revolution where he wants to mix man and machine. So I believe we're living through those things. And I believe that our hope will be in putting our hope and faith in Jesus Christ. And some people could argue in favor of the rapture, against the rapture, pre-trib, post-trib. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying we all need to read the Bible and get right with Christ because I think it's going to get a lot worse very, very soon.
I agree with you. And speaking of controlling natural resources, if you think about the project, they have a natural capital project that's under the World Economic Forum. And under the natural capital, it basically is to control the land, the air, the water, agricultural food supply, manufacturing, vegetation, oceans, all natural resources, including the ecosystem, rare minerals, earth minerals, all of that. And so we're in danger of not being able to even function if you don't comply with what they want us to do. And I believe, Clay, one of the things I've really enjoyed being on the Reawaken America Tour is the fact that the education part, right? We've been educating for, all of these speakers have been educating for 2.5+ years. Now, though, I believe it's a shift to educate, but then to activate. We need to learn to activate the individuals. I know my listeners, I talk about that. We do a lot of trainings on what to do to prepare for what is coming and what's going to be imminent from a biblical perspective.
Quarantine camp. No, I'm just kidding. But it's a thing where, like, if you look at the agenda that these people have, I mean, your brilliant work that you've done at the border where you're showing the corruption at the border, people go, why do they want us to have a porous border? Well, what do they want to do? You're seeing it now in Tel Aviv today, which is in Israel. You're going to see in Tel Aviv. You're seeing in France. You're seeing what's happening is people that are not loyal to our country are now given an all-access pass to run around in a different country, in France and Israel and America, et cetera. Then these people who really don't know, they don't speak our language. They don't know our history. They don't know our – but they're told through their sources that they trust – that Americans are evil people, that Israelis are evil people, that the French are evil people. And so these people who are being paid to be agitators and activists and to go loot businesses, they're doing what they're being paid to do. And all they know is, hey, we're told to do this and we're going to go do it. And what's happening is people like in Maui, you go to Maui and people in Maui, they say, we don't want a smart city. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Jump Smart. Everyone needs to look this up. Look up Jump Smart Maui. Jump Smart Maui. And a lot of people who are in Maui are smart people, and they don't want to jump Smart Maui, which is an escalation or an increase, an immediate jump into the smart cities. So they say the people in Lahaina, they say, we don't want to do that. No, we don't want to. We're a historic city. We're proud people. We love our country. We're not going to sell our land. So the self-proclaimed elites, I call them parasites, but the elites, they reach out and they say, we want to buy your land. And Oprah starts buying up land in Maui and Jeff Bezos is buying up land. And meanwhile, the local guy says, you can offer me an infinite amount of money, but I'm not going to sell my land on the ocean. This is my family's land. We've grown up with it and it's an inheritance. I'm not going to let an agency or a person buy it from me. And so, the people who are doing the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, this agenda, they go, well, we're going to have to do something we don't want to do, maybe, but we're going to do it. These are the kind of conversations they're having. So we're going to do this thing, or we're going to just force you guys to move off your land. So Elon Musk puts up 30,000 low-orbit satellites. Elon Musk got approval from the FDA to put chips in your head via a project called Neuralink. He got approval to put 30,000 low-orbit satellites into space that emit 5G. Okay, so it's 5G as in 5 as in penta, G as in gram. So the whole Earth is now blanketed in this 5G surveillance technology. And, these people are going, well, we don't want to leave. So long story short, the Earth is now covered with this surveillance technology. The locals don't want to leave. And next thing you know, the locals, the local school children are told, stay home from school today. We can mm-hmm. get school today. So the kids are at home. And all of a sudden, what appears to be like a precision fire, somehow a nefarious, evil, but well-disciplined fire begins to incinerate all opposition. And all of a sudden, cars that are on the road all of a sudden are melting. The glass in the windshields is liquefying. Dogs are being immediately just zapped. Zoom, zoom. And all of a sudden, you're seeing an irregular burn because the people would not learn to comply. And then immediately, the people are issued a $700 paycheck, and the governor of Hawaii says, we need to build back better, which is the tagline of Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari and King Charles. And so they're going, hey, if you won't comply, you're going to die. And so Revelation chapter 13, verse 13 says, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And all these locals in Hawaii are saying at 3 a.m, 4 a.m, they saw these like flashes of light that didn't make any sense. And we know there's a technology called a direct energy weapon. We know this because if you do a search just on Google or DuckDuckGo for direct energy weapon, the military proudly says they have the ability to shoot down drones using direct energy weapons. And we know this technology exists. They brag about it, but we're told, oh, we would never use it on our own people. So now we're in a spot where we're led to believe that a government that would lie to its people about the deadliness of COVID-19, mask mandates, quarantines, curfews, transgender agenda, we're told that government, we should trust that government, and that they had no way, shape, or form any involvement in the removal of the local people from Maui, who didn't want to leave their homes. And so that's what they're going to do. And you're going to start to see increasing conversations from John Kerry, Klaus Schwab, and their ilk. Things called climate refugees.
Yeah,
because the climate's so crazy, people just have to leave. I mean, people are just going to have to leave this entire country or part of this country, and they're going to have to move somewhere else because the climate is just so crazy in Maui. And so that's what's going to happen. And I put my hope in Jesus, and then I put action. I take action. So what I did is I sued the mayor of Tulsa before the Reawaken America tour, before I met everybody. I sued the mayor of Tulsa to turn my building into a church because of the lockdowns. That's what I could do. And then I fought against the mask mandates. And that's what I could do. That's what I could do. I hosted praise and worship rallies during the lockdowns. That's what I did. And I'm not saying that's what you should do, but I encourage everybody out there today, if you're watching, I got three calls to action for you. One, ask God out loud, do it. Today, when you're on your walk, say, God, how can you use my time, treasure, talent, and anything else to help lead people to Christ and save this country? I would ask that question until your head explodes. If your head explodes, you know you're done, or if God answers, you're done. Second is I would say, you know, when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, download the documentary. It's free, and you're going to see Mike Lindell and Pastor Archer Pulowski. They're going to share with you why they're willing to risk their time, treasure, and talent. Right. To save this nation, you know, and everybody's got their own lane. I don't want anybody out there thinking that what I'm doing is more important than what Mike Adams is doing, or more relevant than what Alex Jones is doing, or more important than what you're doing, or what Trump's doing is more important. God needs all of us to take action. And so my unique thing that I do is I let people name their price to come to an event that doesn't financially enrich me and that costs me money. That's my unique talent and skill set. Is I'm aggressive and organized, and I put these on because I feel there's an urgency to get people together. So we're going to get Malik Obama coming to join us in this will be in October in Miami, Florida. And you can ask Malik. We're going to do a question and answer session with the audience. You know, what's going on with your brother, Barack Obama? what's going on with your brother's wife, Michelle Obama? Who's actually in control of Biden? It's going to be a great question and answer session. We have great speakers like yourself. Eric Trump, and it's kind of like a reverse Davos, you know. So Davos is Klaus Schwab and these self-proclaimed elites, the parasites, and our events are great patriots that are coming together to save this country. And we have 70 plus speakers at each event, and you can always name your price. I just talked to a guy today who got pretty emotional, but he bought his tickets for $20, and he was like, I don't understand what motivates you. And I said, bro, we're all gonna have a zero net worth if we don't stop the Great Reset. We're going to be in the gulag games together competing for...
Exactly. I always say, Clay, you know what? I'd rather be the poorest person in the graveyard than the richest person left here under tyranny and communism. You know, interestingly enough, in June of this past year, my team was... We got a phone call, and unfortunately, it really haunts me to this day. I just didn't have the resources at the time because I was spread thin. to go and do a rescue operation in Maui, of ironically, of all places. And I got the phone call there, and this is what goes on. It's not just in Maui, by the way. So in international waters, these elites, these globalist elites, these maggots, they park their big, huge, beautiful mega yachts off the coast in international waters. And then, of course, they're fed for their appetite for children and women, for the sexual exploitation, and God knows what else they do on the boats with these. And they were literally just boat after boat taking these and wow, trafficking people to these boats. And I got three desperate plea phone calls, and I had to turn it over to another group that I hope that they followed through with doing what they did. And now fast forward to what happened in Maui, and you're right, there's definitely something extremely nefarious about that. And then I'm asked all the time, Clay, about why is borders, by the way, America, this is not unique to America. I'm getting ready to go to Europe right now. They have a barge off the coast of England that houses over 3,500 single young adult males of fighting age on this barge. This barge, by the way, was a prison, a floating prison, and they turned into a housing unit. They are being inundated all over the world. Let me give you August job report really quick. Let me give you the job report really quick for August. 1.2 million of you Americans have lost your jobs. You were employed and now you've lost your jobs. And that replacement force was who? 688,000 undocumented illegal aliens who Biden has allowed into this country. Wow. So this right now is what's going on. They are replacing you. You are going to be irrelevant. That's what they are bringing in. You know, I think about this, Clay. Chuck Schumer said it best. He stood on the Capitol steps. He said three things. We need to have open borders because we need to have a replacement workforce. We need to have birthing of babies, right, from these illegals, from these third world countries to do what? All sorts of nefarious activity, and also breed more labor for them because they will be underneath the thumb and they will comply. And they are basically the slave owners. These elites, these globalist elites, will be the slave owners of the earth. And it doesn't matter if you have a different political ideology, you will be submissive to them. And if you don't, there is going to be a special home for you if you don't comply.
Well, and that's why if we don't stop it, our final Reawaken America tour will be taking place, and we'll be hosting the Gulag Games, and we'll be teaching people how to speak Mandarin in a quarantine camp. I mean, that's what our future holds for us if we don't stop the Great Reset. So I appreciate your wonderful work and research. Thank you for going all the way to Europe. I sometimes get freaked out when I have to leave my house. So thank you for going to Europe. I appreciate all the work you do. You're tireless and you're helping a lot of people. Thank you for letting me be here with you today.
Thank you, Clay, so much. Again, tell everybody what's coming up, where they can find you, where they can get the tickets for the Reawaken America Tour. Trump Doral and in California.
Correct? Yeah, well, the big highlights that I'm working on right now is one, we're taking the Reawaken America Tour into Miami, Florida in October, and Malik Obama's joining us. And this is something I've been working on for a while, and I obviously am not the Barack Obama's half-brother. I don't know what the sexual orientation is of Barack Obama. I don't know who's in control of him. I don't know if he's in control of Biden. I really don't know what's going on with Michelle. But Malik Obama was Obama's best man at his wedding, and Obama was the best man at Malik's wedding. So these are like close, and he's going to come to the event and really just answer questions. You know, Roseanne's joining us now on the tour. We have, it's just the momentum continues to grow. Trump's inner circle's there, Laura Trump, Eric Trump, Don Jr., Cash Patel. It really is a great thing. Second thing that we're doing here is I'm teaming up with a lot of Christian musicians right now to put out a lot of kind of anthemic songs that I think will help waking up a lot of people. So tapping into my former DJ producer skills. So you'll be seeing on my Twitter feed and on Truth Social and Variety, and I'll be putting out songs right now. We're doing a lot of that. And then finally, we're taking the Reawaken America Tour into Turali, California. A lot of controversy there. Some people say it's too rally. Some people say it's tough. Rally. Somebody says it's too Larry. I mean, and I have people who are calling me from Northern California going, it's too Larry. Some people say, no, it's too Larry. But anyway, it's 30 miles outside of Fresno, and we're going there. And you can name your price. You can get your tickets. It's Devin Nunes' country, and it's going to be a lot of fun because we're going to be bringing about 5,000 people to a community where there's about 5,000 people. So it's going to be a wonderful time to meet a lot of patriots, and I think people are going to love being in what I'm calling Magadonia for a week there.
I am looking forward to it. I think it's going to be an incredible time. Thank you so much for your insight. You're an incredible patriot. I love you, and I know America loves you too, Clay. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you soon. God bless you.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Man, I gotta tell you something. Thank God for Brighteon TV. For the first time in my life, I can say what I want and nobody tells me to shut up. God bless Mike Adams.
Hey, Dr. John Diamond here. I was sitting at my house during COVID. The Lord told me to start a show. I had no idea what to do or where to go. And then I got the call from Brighteon. So Mike Adams, appreciate you. You made me the man I am today. God bless.
Welcome back to On the Front Lines with Christy Hutcherson. Clay Clark is just a plethora of information. Just he's relentless, he's tireless. If you've never been to a Reawaken America tour, I highly encourage you to get your tickets and come. I would love to meet you personally in person. I'm always at the Brighteon booth. Love to meet you, take photographs with you, hear what's on your heart, and engage you, most importantly. You know, right now in America, it is time to take action. I don't think everybody really understands exactly the thread that we're hanging on. And I'm going to explain that to you right now. I'm going to spend a few minutes, the last 20 minutes of my show, and I'm going to talk to you about the enemies at the gates and who they are, how they play into the World Economic Forum and our own government, and what the next steps are and how you can geofence and protect your family for what's coming. So, enemies at the gates. There's a map here that's next, and I'm going to show you this map. These are the bad players, right? We've got the United Nations, the World Economic, the World Health Organization, International Monetary Fund, which is, by the way, IMF, our pharmaceutical companies, the military industrial complex, NATO, all of these, Iran, China. You're hearing about these nations who are formulating, like Clay just said, to squeeze out the dollar to make America basically not be a world power anymore, and how the dollar will be affected and it will be worthless as we go down the road that we're on. But there is hope out there. There's hope in Jesus Christ, and I'm going to share that with you at the end of what you need to do. Next slide. So this is the enemies at the gate. This is what's been going on and playing out. By the way, this started a little well over about 15 to 20 years ago, infiltrating into South America by both China and Russia. And then about 12 years ago, Iran started having a major foothold through their relationship with Venezuela. Maduro, the new leader, well, he's not the new leader. He's been the leader there for a long time. He is the one who has oppressed his people in Venezuela. And they have an agreement. He just got back in March from meeting with the new president, the new Ayatollah of Iran. And so they created a new treaty, so to speak. And that is an alliance for both rare earth minerals, natural resources, and also in exchange for Iran to give a lot of military grade equipment and things like that to the Venezuelan government. Also, Tehran utilizes Caracas, Venezuela's airport, right? Their country, Caracas, to fly from Tehran into Caracas, Venezuela. That is the entry point into the America, so to speak. And so I'm sure that a lot of you have been hearing for the last 9, 10 months how there's been this huge uptick of Venezuelans coming over the southern border specifically. And let me explain to you about what that really is and what that looks like. So Iran flies their Revolutionary Guard or Hezbollah members. Hezbollah is a terrorist organization. They've got massive strongholds in Central and South America, Bolivia, and I'm going to go into that in just a second. But Venezuela, after they arrive in Venezuela, these terrorists, known terrorists from these organizations, Iran's Revolutionary Guard and Hezbollah, they give them legitimate paperwork and passports saying that they are Venezuelan citizens, not Iranian citizens. So they replace their citizenship with Venezuelan citizenship. Then a certain percentage of these individuals, these terrorists, will infiltrate into these caravans, and then they're ending up at our southern borders and then ultimately into the United States of America. Do you guys remember about 5-6 months ago, and it's been crickets ever since, that 25,000 tons of ammonium nitrate went missing? We still have not found that 25,000 tons of ammonium nitrate. I believe we do know where this is because there's satellites, there's a lot of surveillance. We can track this stuff. It's not like, oh, it just gets put on a train and then it can just disappear. There's something a little bit more nefarious, I believe, what's gonna happen with that ammonium nitrate. So you've got terrorists who are infiltrating onto our southern borders, into our country under the disguise of Venezuelan citizens. You've also got Hezbollah Venezuela, which is now the arm and a stronghold, who have been working for decades with transnational criminal organizations, aka the cartels, in Colombia, Nicaragua, Guatemala, Mexico, and now Bolivia. And I'm going to explain to you why Bolivia is really important to Hezbollah. So in Bolivia, there are warehouses and undisclosed locations where Iran's Revolutionary Guard, Iran, the country of Iran, have been smuggling in weaponry system, including highly sophisticated military grade drones. We have photographs of those. I believe it's on my map here. Hannah, can we scroll through and see if we can't find? Next slide. We're gonna get back to the Iranian airplane. Next slide, please. These right here are part of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. The captain that you're seeing there, he flew numerous missions into Central South America, Caracas, Venezuela, Mexico City, and in Buenos Aires, carrying highly sophisticated cyber intelligence equipment, not auto mechanic parts like was on the manifesto. He also picked up 14 Venezuelan highly trained cyber intelligence operatives. They landed in Buenos Aires with nefarious activity. Next slide, please. So this right here is a picture of Hezbollah, their influence with the drug trade and the weapons trade all over, as you can see, Europe, Africa, Central and South America, and even into the United States of America. This is how they're funding a lot of their terrorism, is through the drug trade and working with transcriminal organizations. Next slide, please. This is Iran's 6-month plan. These are key takeaways. Iran is likely to seek to further strengthen their presence in Central and South America. Iran will likely to strengthen and expand its relationships with defense industries within Central and South America. And the hangar right there, Hannah, is there a picture below that came out with the hangar of the drones on the photograph? I don't think I see it. Maybe it did not come through. But Mohammad Rez Kiari, the minister, they are working with Bolivia and Iran's Revolutionary Guard to house military-grade equipment, further bolstering Iran's presence in Central and South America and in now into Mexico. We have also a government, an administration, who is siding with the Mexican president and the Mexican government over our own citizens and our own government of the state of Texas. This is very dangerous precedence. And if you follow the actions of the administration, not their words, but their actual actions of what they're doing, it is very clear that they are no longer serving and protecting and defending the Constitution nor the people of this sovereign country called America. Next slide, please. So, a minute ago, I was explaining to you the relationship, the cozy relationship between the president of Venezuela and the Ayatollah of Iran. That right there picture was just recently taken in March of this past year. And below that is a picture of what we call the triple frontier. And the triple frontier is that quadrant of South America and Central America, where all of these nations are organizing themselves to have trade with Russia, China, Iran, and other players. They're basically squeezing out the United States. This is very dangerous, America. And I want you to understand that most of our supply chain, our food supply, agriculture, come up through Central South America, through Mexico, and into the United States. This government, our rogue government, this administration is, I believe, purposefully, intelligibly, methodically doing what they're doing at the southern border. It's not just about this migration and people coming for a better way of life. It is more nefarious than that. And I really hope that you wake up and understand what truly is at risk. And that is the very freedom and liberty and the free air that you actually breathe here in the United States of America. I'm getting ready to go to Europe right now. And I'm meeting with some incredible Western leaders who are fighting for their country. I've been invited to go to Brussels and speak at the EU Parliament with some of these leaders. We are trying to collaborate on a global scale to fight back against what Clay talked about earlier, what I've been educating you guys on, that this is a global movement. This is a global mindset to take down all the barriers and have a one world type system. When we talk about natural capital, that's very important to understand that the World Economic Forum is now in the business of natural capital. And on another show, I'm going to break this down for you, what that actually means, what the key factors are, and how they're going to enact this. It's basically taking control over everything that you need to survive on Earth, basically everything under the umbrella of our atmosphere. These people will not stop until they fulfill their 2030 agenda in 2025. Turbocharging their agenda. We need to understand that this is a spiritual battle. The spiritual battle, it needs to be fought in the spiritual realm. How do you do that? Well, first and foremost, I want everybody right now who's listening to this, you need to come to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. We really need the pastors, those intercessors for America, people who really understand the spiritual realm and how to defeat the enemy, Satan, how to bind the shackles in the devil himself. We're going to be going to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania on October 1st. This is the new beginning of the new year in the Jewish calendar. It's very significant. And it's going to be during Sukkot. We're going to break bread together on October 1st, Sunday, October 1st, from 1 p.m. to sunset on the battlefield. We will be physically on the battlefield in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Meade headquarters. If you want more information, please go to our website, Women Fighting for America. Women Fighting for America. You will get the information. You need to let us know you're coming. But we are calling pastors and intercessors and those who have the anointing of the Holy Spirit to bind and cast out the demonic spirits, to protect our land and take it back. October 1st, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Please. Show up, stand up, speak up, pray, get on your knees. But then it's time to get off our knees and it's time to act. If you want to have more information on what you need to do to protect and defend your community, your home, and your nation peacefully, contact us at Women Fighting for America, WFFA.WIN, WFFA.WIN. Finally, I'm going to talk about a couple things you need to do. Patriot Mobile. You have to defund the enemy. Please, right there, Patriot Mobile. Go to Patriot Mobile. Get off of AT&T and Verizon and all of these other phone companies. Go to Patriot Mobile right there on my website. Use promo code WFFA, promo code WFFA. Another thing, you're going to need a satellite phone. You will need a satellite phone. And I know things are tight, America, but you're going to need this for communication. Please, go to the satellite phone store. You can use WFFA. I think it's a sponsor. I know we have a code But it's Sat Phone Store. I think it's Sat Phone Store 123 WFFA promo code. You need patriotmobile.com /WFFA. Jointhefightnow.com. We need you in this fight now. And if you don't do it, we will not have a republic left. And you will be marched into those FEMA camps that I've personally seen with my own eyes. So please get into the fight. God loves you. He wants to protect you. This has been an incredible information from Clay Clark, sounding the alarm from a biblical perspective and what the World Economic Forum's doing. I know you, my audience has been very well educated in all of this because I talk about this time and time again, week in, week out for the last 2+ years. We are under attack. We are in a war, whether you want to believe it or not. It is time for the American people to engage and fight back to save our country and ultimately, honestly, the world. The citizens of the world need to engage. We need to be in unification. We need to lay down our egos. We need to come together. We can, no matter your ideology, no matter what your background is, no matter what your political beliefs are, this is not politics, people. This is about our Constitution, our freedoms, our liberties, and whether or not you're going to live under tyranny. They have a plan. It's been in place for a very long time. And we're seeing it come to fruition. And it's so hard, I think, for most of you to understand because it's overwhelming. I get that. It's a lot of information to take in. Everything Clay and I spoke about today on the show, everything I just showed you, you can do your own due diligence and you can research and find this information out yourself. Please stop listening to all of the secular media outlets. Please start getting your information from real sources, truth, like Bridie on TV. Do the research yourself. Take the time, turn off the TV and do your research. And then learn how to defend and protect your family. Women Fighting for America is doing training all over this country to train you on what you need to do, those next steps to act and to save our country. You need to go to Women Fighting for America. You need to email us. You need to contact us. You need to join the fight. Like Clay said, time, talent, treasures. We have to fund this fight. We do this. We lose money. Clay and I both are in the same boat. We lose money because we're funding it ourselves to protect and defend this nation. We need your help in the fight. Go to Women Fighting for America. Jointhefight.com. Jointhefight.com. Go to our resources page. There's incredible resources on there about what you can do to prep and prepare. If you don't do it, nobody else is going to do it for you. I hope you guys join us next Tuesday. I'm going to be in Europe. I'm going to be interviewing some incredible patriots live in Europe. You're going to get to hear from some world leaders talking about the World Economic Forum, talking about the loss of freedom in their own countries. It's not much different from what you're going to see and hear from what's going on in our own country. We're all in this together. We're all in the fight together. If you guys act and you rise up and you speak up fearlessly, we can save our nation. We can save and push back against these tyrants. I'm going to also be talking on Sunday. I'm going to replay this. If you missed it live, I'm going to replay this Sunday on my show on Bridie on TV from 1 to 2 in the afternoon this coming Sunday. And then I also want you to join, if you're in the Pennsylvania area, I'm going to be doing anti-human trafficking training. I want to train you on what you can do to fight back and push back against this disgusting evil of child trafficking. We're going to train you. It's a 2-day intensive course. It starts on Friday night at 5 p.m. and goes till 9 p.m. at night, and then Saturday from 8 to 1 in the afternoon. And it's a totally free, and by the way, your dinner is included. We had an incredible sponsor, Keystone Freedom Academy, step up in Warminster, Pennsylvania, and pay for the whole thing. But you have to be registered. Again, go to our website or follow us on all of our social media platforms. Women Fighting for America, WFFA.win. And you know what? Lastly, I want to leave you with this thought. You need to become battle ready. This is a spiritual battle, and you have to learn to put on the full armor of God. The helmet, the breastplate, the shoes of peace, the prayer, and then to get up and walk out to defend and protect what is most precious to you. Our Constitution is hanging by a thread. Our founding fathers are waiting from the grave to hear the sound of freedom once again. Battle ready, belt of truth. There's instructions behind putting on that full armor. You were born a warrior. Whether you believe it or not, or whether you know it or not, you're a warrior. You are braver than you think, and you're stronger than you think. You know, it's something incredible when people come together in unity, in numbers, in massive numbers. That's what they're afraid of. That's what they don't want it to ever happen again. They don't want the everyday average American or citizen of the world to come together in numbers, huge numbers, and gathering. Because when we say enough is enough and we don't comply, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it is, if we don't comply and we push back and say no more, you work for us, we're not doing this no longer. We need to make sure we don't go to digital currency. You need to defund the evil cabal corporations. Amazon, please stop shopping at Amazon. Stop making your, it's convenient, I get it, it's convenient. But when your freedom is gone, that convenience won't look so good. You need to fund the fight in the right places. You need to defund the corporations who are fighting against you and your freedom. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Target, Walmart. I can keep going on Bank of America, Wells Fargo. Get your money out. Shop small. Shop local, shop mom and pop. Credit unions are great. Let's show them that we're more powerful than them. It all starts and stops in your hands. Thank you guys so much for joining me this week on the front lines with Christy Hutcherson. Thank you, Bridie on TV, for being a voice in the wilderness, where truth is very hard to find. Go to Bridie on Store, help support Bridie on TV in every way that you can. They need your support, they need your help to keep telling truth, to have other individuals like Clay Clark, myself, Ann Vanderstill, and many Tom Renz, and many others to stay on the air. Bridie on TV. This Thursday, you can have coffee with Christy. This Thursday morning, everybody out there, but you have to register again. Coffee with Christy, Thursday morning, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're going to have a personal one-on-one conversation with me on how you can save America. I'm going to be talking about exactly what you need to do, the action you need to take, and giving you the tools that you need. This coming Thursday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think it's on our website. You can go on our social media. Find the link. If you can't find it, email me. womenfightingforamerica@protonmail.com. We'll make sure you get that link. I look forward to seeing you this Thursday morning, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's have a cup of coffee together. It's going to be an incredible conversation. Until next week, on the front lines with Christy Hutcherson, God bless you. And as always, God bless the United States of America.